This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my fellow Americans.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
Yo, welcome to the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo.
What is up?
Today we got Reem the Queen.
Hey.
Long time friend. I'm so glad you made it out here from Houston.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. I've been looking forward to this. It's funny because I've been getting a lot of requests for more women on
really?
My show. Yeah, because it's been like a cock fest up here, apparently. I didn't realize
it. Am I your first woman here?
No, you're like my probably second or third. But okay. I'm like 40 episodes in, so most of all.
Nice.
Been
good
dudes.
For you. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I've been pretty consistent, but yeah, I've been getting a lot of requests for women. So I had to call on my homegirl, Reem the Queen.
Know,
I had to call
here
the queen.
We are.
You
Let's
know.
Do it.
So how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Yeah. It's funny because we hung out last night, but now we kind of have to act like we didn't
like
hang
we haven't
out for
seen
yeah.
each other right. in such a long time.
I know, right?
But we did. We went to the Sugar Factory last mm-hmm. night, one of my favorite restaurants.
It was crazy as fuck. There's a club in there.
There's a club in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The food's good though. Food's good though. I wish
very,
I would have
very
ate.
Good.
When I left,
ate ooh, too much.
Yeah.
Did you eat that whole thing of candy?
No, I threw it away. As soon as we walked in the car, I was like, I gotta get rid of this.
If you guys see me sucking in, it's because I ate quite a lot last night.
Yeah, you've been on your fitness tip tough.
I have.
Yeah, so how's your fitness journey been going?
It's good. It has a lot of ups and downs. I had to go through a lot of trainers, a lot of diets, just to kind of figure out what works for me. But I think I'm at a good little routine right now.
So are you like paying hella close? Are you vegan?
I'm pescatarian.
Okay.
I don't eat meat.
Okay.
I don't eat dairy.
Yeah.
Try to stay away from gluten.
Yeah.
It's really hard in Texas.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
really hard.
Yeah, that dairy is bad. I was pescatarian for like a year.
Yeah.
And it's hard being on the go because you can't just like go get a burger or something, you know?
There's a lot of vegan burgers. Vegas has some top-notch vegan burgers.
Vegan burgers? I don't trust it. The
you.
Impossible burgers?
Impossible Beyond Meat.
No. You eat that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Is that
it
good for you?
It tastes just like
I know,
meat.
But is it good for you, though?
I don't know. Is anything good for us? Is breathing this air good for us?
No, it's not. You're right. You're right.
I mean, you got to live your life.
And you're right. It's true. I'm like a carnivore to the fullest.
Are you? I used to be.
I wake up and eat a steak. You don't feel tired? Like
meat makes me feel tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So you're not like a wake and bake. You're a wake up and eat meat.
Yeah. Yeah. I need that. I just feel better. I feel lighter.
Yeah. With meat?
Yeah. See, the thing is I eat my meat strategically.
You eat your meat.
Yeah, yeah. Strategically. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Pause. All right. But I take out all that shit around it. Like if I go to In-N-Out, I'll take off the bread. I'll get it protein
style.
So
you pay real close attention to your meat.
It's all that. Yeah. Yeah. I always got my eyes on my meat now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really suggested that we should do this episode ASMR.
Yeah. So it's just quiet. So just noises.
So this is basically what you do. You're going to just sit here and talk like this.
Okay.
This is so awkward, but let's try it.
Let's keep talking about my meat.
And then a whisper.
No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, I want to like, you know, we've been friends for almost a decade now.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
And what's crazy is we met Sugar Factory actually brought us together.
It did, yeah. It's been a long journey.
It has been.
Now we're right back to where we started.
Yeah.
The Sugar Factory.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Stockton, right?
I did.
And I just found out last night that you grew up on a ranch.
I did.
That's crazy.
I grew up in Lodi, Linden area.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you I had 13 dogs,
yeah.
I had horses, I had
yeah.
rabbits, snakes,
mm-hmm.
the whole.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So snakes.
So how was that? Did you like it or now that you live in like regular society?
Well, I live in Texas, so it's kind of like the country.
Okay.
But I do prefer the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you're ever going to go back to the ranch when you get older? Live on a ranch?
I'm not like a, I don't like to get dirty. So yeah. I like to stay away.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So you grew up there. I heard Stockton's a tough town though.
It is. Yeah. At a point it was like murder capital. It was like number one worst place to live.
Yeah, they had a lot of
dangerous, bankrupt. It's
bankrupt, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you went down to Cal Northridge, right?
I did. I actually went to undergrad there. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Cal State Northridge.
Okay.
Then I ended up going to law school. Mm-hmm. And then after law school, I stayed there for a little bit, mm-hmm. moved to Vegas for a little bit, mm-hmm. moved to Texas. Mm-hmm.
So did you know you were going to be a lawyer your whole life?
Kind of. Yeah. It was kind of instilled in me. I don't think it's what I wanted to do. It was kind of like growing up, like, oh, like you're really good at arguing. You would be a great lawyer. Be a lawyer. Be a lawyer. Be a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I just became a lawyer.
Yeah. Are you good at arguing? You are good at arguing.
Very good at arguing.
Yeah, that's funny.
You want to argue?
No, we can. I think I'm a pretty good arguer. You know,
it's called debating in the law world.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I had just got out of a relationship last year, and I feel like my arguing skill set just went up like 10 notches.
Really?
After that was over. Yeah.
You know, I didn't really argue in my last relationship. Really? I wanted to, but he wouldn't. Uh-huh. And it was kind of like, dang, you're boring. Yeah. So.
No, I like arguing. I like arguing because you really see if somebody believes in what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, if you can kind of push them a little bit.
Then you and test challenge people's, them.
Yeah. So do you apply that in court? Like, are you in court arguing?
No, I don't go to trial. I'm not a trial attorney.
Is that something you want to do?
No. Originally, yes. Mm-hmm. I did want to do criminal defense. I did work for a felony attorney. I interned for him. Mm-hmm. And I just realized I'm really emotional. Mm. And it's not for me. So. Mm-hmm.
So what, like
I was in court, like crying every day, every trial.
Why?
It's just very emotional. Like, I don't think I could ever represent someone who committed that bad of a crime.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, why don't you hop on the other side? Try to convict those people.
Nah.
You just want to stay out of it?
Yeah. I do consumer debt law right now. So I do mainly just debt settlement, bankruptcy.
Yeah.
The
whole like lawyer game, it's weird because it's a game. The attorneys are, one side's trying to convict that person, trying to put them in jail, whether they did the crime or not, right? And the other person is like a game. It's about who wins. It's not about freedom. It's not about
who's better at their job.
Right. That's really how it is.
That's why it's when people get upset about having to pay an attorney. It's like, go ahead, go pay that attorney and let's see if you get out. I mean, I feel like with anything you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a crazy game.
I know. But law is just not criminal though, too. There's so many. There's family law. There's civil. There's a million different things.
Right. So how was because you've been in school since I fucking met you, dude. How do you undertake that and stay patient and follow through? Because I did 2 years of Division II college. And
I was in kindergarten, preschool, up until 2017, I was in school. But it didn't stop there. Mm-hmm. It was I had to study for the bar, I didn't get done with everything until 2019.
Damn. So you're fresh to the real,
this is my first real job. Mm-hmm. I'm about to be 30. How crazy is that?
That is fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. But at least you got a career.
But it's a career. Right. Yeah. And it's not a job. Right. So it is. I mean, it is worth it. I mean, if it was easy, everyone would do it. Mm-hmm. Law school is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
Yeah.
Mentally, everything. It's really challenging.
Is it is a lot of book work or is it a lot of in practice or in the courtroom work?
No. Mm. You do have to do a semester where you do have to intern. Mm-hmm. But no, it is books, books, a lot of reading. You actually have to sign something your first year. You're not allowed to have a job.
Really?
So yeah.
So how do you pay your bills and stuff?
Student loans, which I am deep in the hole.
Oh, I bet.
I just paid like $13,000 last week. I was really proud of myself.
Yeah, well, at least you can pay that, but, right? You know,
I got like 100 and something to go if anyone wants to help me.
Yeah, we're about to start a GoFundMe. Save Reem.
Save Reem at the school debt. Honestly, I don't care. I keep deferring it because it's
I'm doing that
COVID.
Same too. Yeah, I'm like $20,000 and I keep deferring it. And then there's this program, there's a forgiveness program. You have to defer it, or you have to have like for like 4 years. You just keep have to file your paperwork and then it gets forgiven.
Where?
I'm gonna give
Federal
you the number.
Loans?
I'm gonna give you the number.
Or
I don't know.
Like private loans.
No, I think I have both, but they all get forgiven because there's a lot of programs now. That's one thing Trump did, right? I believe. Yeah.
I don't
I'm gonna give you the number. I'm gonna give you the
give
number.
Give me the number.
I'm gonna give you the number. He's this dude, he helps me out. I'm telling you, because that school debt is fucking ridiculous.
Man, I don't recommend. 0 out of 10. Don't recommend.
No, for real. But you know, it's like some, like I'm kind of against college, but some vocations you gotta have, go to school.
You have to. Yeah. You can't be a doctor and not go to school. You can't be a lawyer and not go to school. You don't Google that stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But
I'm all for school though.
Yeah.
School is like no for me.
Right. Yeah, some people are just good at school.
Yeah,
you've always
I was
been good
very,
at school?
Very good at school. Always. I love school. I love reading. I brought 2 books with me. I literally read half a book on the way here. More than half a book.
Oh,
here.
Really? Yeah. So you're still reading?
Yeah, even I read school? All the time.
Yeah. What are the kind of books you like?
I like a lot of spiritual books, a lot of self-help books, just to like help you. I feel like you can never stop learning. You always have to keep growing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want to stay stagnant or just to get too comfortable. Like I always like to grow. So I just read books that help me do that.
Yeah. What's your favorite book right now? Because I read a lot of self-help too.
I'm reading, it's like, I'm reading a lot of books right now. I'm reading the T.D. Jakes, Women Who Pray. I'm reading the Bible.
Wow, that's a tough read.
I'm into the Bible. I'm super into church, but I've never read the Bible front to back. So I started the Bible. I am reading Why Men Love Bitches. I am reading
Why Men Love Bitches. Can you give me a synopsis of that book, because that sounds something like I might want to read too.
Yeah, basically.
Why Men Love Bitches.
I mean, it's true. No, it is totally, totally true. And I always knew this, but then just how I was raised, it's like, no, you have to be the good woman. You have to be like the one that cooks and the one that cleans and the one that does everything. You know, you have to be the backbone of your family. And I did that for 2 years and it got me nowhere. And it's crazy because I see girls who are in relationships that don't pay for a thing, that are straight up bitches, that will let you know from jump, this is what I want, this is how much I want, this is how I want it, that, and the third, and the guy is there giving it to them. So you have to be
a bitch.
And you have to be firm in what you want, and you can't let a guy walk all over you. Like, you can't be too nice, and you can't give too much.
Right.
Because then they get comfortable, and then they don't appreciate you.
Yeah, it's a game.
For nothing.
It's a game.
When you cook and you clean and you buy these trips and you buy him stuff and you do all this, okay, you did it once or twice, 3-4 times. The sixth time, it's like, another meal. Like, they think every chick will do that. No, not every chick is going to cook for you.
No. Yeah,
so now, I will be damned if I pull out my wallet.
Yeah.
I will be damned if I buy anyone anything.
You're fed up.
No, not happening. Not happening.
Yeah.
Too much time, too much money spent, lesson learned.
So what is that about the psychology behind that? Like,
I don't know. You tell me. You're a man. Why do you like bitches?
You know, I don't like bitches. I like nice women.
All right,
so I think I like women that you know, I like a little attitude. I like the little spiciness. I like a woman that knows what she wants, is not afraid to do that. But I also like a nice woman who's polite and, you know, can. I don't like a bitch. You know, that's like I don't know. I think there's a balance. There's a balance of it, but
and it's not like actually being a bitch. Mm-hmm. It's not like being mean to people. It's not telling you to be rude. Yeah. It's not telling you to do any of that. It's telling you to know what you want and stand on it. Right. And you got to be firm about it. You can't let a guy walk all over you. And guys will do that.
Yeah.
They will literally, and they say they want nice girls and all these good girls, but at the end of the day, who are they wifing up? Who are they wifing up?
The Instagram models.
Models, the ones with their asses out, the ones that don't have jobs, the ones that want to take all your money.
The OnlyFans bitches.
I will take all your money at this point. Let's go. If that's what you want, I will give it to you. Yeah. Like,
it's, well, we live in a different world now. So the traditional relationship where the man goes to work, provides, the woman stays home, takes care of the kids, cooks and cleans, that's expired at this point. You know, women want.
But I did all of that.
Yeah.
Plus the new age woman where I have a business and I have a full-time job. I have a career. Mm-hmm. Like, did all that, plus came home and still did all that other stuff. Mind you, didn't sit there with my feet kicked up. Still paid bills. Still did everything else. No woman is doing that.
Yeah, that's a rarity. For sure. That's a rare.
No woman is doing that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
This generation of men.
You know what's so
funny? Don't recommend.
You know what's so funny is, what are you going to start? What's that noise?
Chimes. It's chimes. Oh, yeah.
It's okay. It's all right, Jen. She had to make her cameo. It's all good.
It's for ASMR. the ASMR people that tuned in.
That was like a yoga sound. Like, I feel like it just soothed us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was like a sign from God that things are about to get heated talking about relationships. So they told us to calm down.
The only relationship I care about is my relationship with God and my relationship with myself.
So you are religious.
Very religious.
Christian?
Yes.
Did you grow up that way?
Yes.
How have you had doubts?
Never.
Never?
No.
You never questioned?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I know God.
You're not skeptical?
No.
No?
It's not even a little bit.
It's interesting. Because a lot of people, from my experience, I grew up in the church too.
Yeah.
And I went through a serious phase of, you know, questioning the Bible, just what's real, what's not, you know, what to believe, what not to believe. But, you know, I don't know, man. Church is a
touchy subject for a lot of people.
Okay, so go ahead.
Not for me.
Okay.
I'm saying for a lot of people because they're like, oh, like they're so against church people type of thing. Mm-hmm. But my whole thing, number one, who really knows what is real, what's not? Right. How can I say Christianity is true? Mm-hmm. People who are Muslim and Catholic and Hindu and all that. Like, who honestly knows what's real and what's not? But I feel like you do need to believe in something.
Right.
Or you're going to fall for anything. Then I just feel like if you have God in your life, everything makes things so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to have faith. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people, I mean, it says in the Bible that worrying is not our burden. And I feel like that's what everyone does is worry about the past and the future, and instead of being present and having faith in God and letting God direct your steps instead of you trying to take control of your whole life. Yeah. Like, if you put your life in God's hands, it'll make your life so much easier.
For sure. Yeah. I think, it's like a certain level of understanding you have to have, you know, with yourself and with the text that you're reading and what the Bible's saying. You have to have a certain level of understanding to know, like, what does that mean? Like, let God guide my steps, you know, because that can get confusing. That confuses the hell out of me because I'm too stupid to realize, like I overthink everything. So I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
You're either going to have understanding or you're going to have peace.
Mm.
Because if you sit there and try to understand, you're never going to fully understand. That's where faith comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you just need to have faith.
Yeah.
I mean, easier said than done.
Right, you just
need to have faith. I feel like if you have faith, you'll be at peace. If you strive for having understanding, you're you're literally going to be searching for it and you're never going to understand and you're never going to be at peace with yourself.
Right, right. Yeah, it's crazy because a lot of like the new, like our generation, we're not as religious as, you know, past generations.
People worship TikTok.
Right. But people are also like quote unquote spiritual, right?
Yeah, all that.
Right. But it's all the same thing. Like, you know, the spiritual people, the new, you know, the new wave hippie.
At the end of the day, believe in the same. A higher power.
You're just calling it different things, you know, and the principles remain. That's why I'm not a full believer in like, you know, religion and all that, but I am.
What makes you, what don't you believe?
Well, my thing was what I really was just my level of understanding, and I didn't want to be in church because I didn't feel like I was fully invested into, I didn't fully believe into what was going on there. So I didn't want to be there wasting anybody's time, wasting my pastor's time, because I went to a close-knit church. So I'm like, man, I just feel like I'm not in this, you know?
You don't believe how the church, you don't believe like it's, well, how they ran the church, or no, you don't believe what the Bible says?
They kept asking me for money, and I was like, all right, man.
You know, oh, God, that's everyone's saying is the money.
Well, that's one
thing. But you give your money to the bars.
For sure.
You give your money to girls.
For sure.
No, you give your money.
One way
or another,
right?
You took a girl the other day to go ice cream, right? You gave your money to a girl.
You're right.
So why can't you give your money to a church?
I mean, I could, right? I just, I don't know. You know, it's just the whole story. I think church is a lot of theatrics sometimes, you know, in some churches. All churches are not equal.
They're all different.
They're all different, right? So, you know, just like the theatrics, the acting, it's just like, you know, and then people would just go to church and just do this thing in church and then go out and be, you know, degenerates. I'm like, what is this, you know?
Well, yeah, that's why you have church being... A believer shouldn't be, oh, I only believe on Sundays, and I'm, no, it's throughout your whole life. It's every day, Sunday to Saturday. Like,
I don't know. It's I don't know. Church kind of, and I grew up in Catholic church. Right. So that was like super creepy. Super.
I was baptized Catholic.
Ritualistic. I went to an Italian Catholic church, and it's like, all that, like,
and then get on your knees and.
Yeah. You're like not singing, singing a little bit, but Christian church is way more popping.
Yeah.
You go to Christian church now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's like singing and dancing and all that.
I go to Joel Osteen's church.
For real? Like that big ass church? Mm-hmm. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dope. He's dope.
Amazing.
He's I don't know. It's just so weird how these pastors become celebrities. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, but it's just like anything else.
Yeah, true. I mean, we do live in America, so.
And he's really good at what he does. He's an amazing preacher. I mean, there's so many like things about him, like, oh, when the whole Hurricane Harvey, he didn't open the doors and all that stuff. So people don't like him because of that and stuff. But back to the money thing real fast.
Okay. That struck a chord, huh?
Only because, you know, they have to rent that space.
Oh, I know. I get it.
Right?
I get it. But when the pastor keeps upgrading his houses, we're looking like, where is money going, bro?
But that's his job.
I know.
So why can you upgrade your house and why can't he? Obviously he does need to take some money for himself.
Yeah.
He has a family to feed.
Mm-hmm.
They have that church that they have to pay for and the chairs that you're sitting in and all the people doing the lights and the cameras and the audio, everything that's not the, you know, like.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it costs to have a space, you know.
Cost to have a space.
Cost to
and
live.
It costs to live.
Yeah.
I like my pastor, actually, I went to Hope's House in L.A., best church you will ever go to. 20 out of 10 recommend.
Mm-hmm.
She worked for Disney. Corporate job. Amazing money. Traveled the world. Did everything. She quit her job to preach.
Mm.
So mind you, she was working how many days, how many hours a week to going only to preaching on Sundays. They obviously still need to make money back. She quit her whole job.
Right.
So that's my whole thing about like giving money to.
Yeah.
And real fast, the Bible says that you do need to give.
10%.
The Bible says you do. And when you give, God will bless you with more. I don't know what people don't understand about that.
Well, you know, it's about what you believe, right? So it's like, you know, some people don't believe that. And people, you know, people say, you know.
That's why it's like karma. The same thing with karma. If you do something good, you're going to get good karma.
Right.
If you give, you're
going to get more. That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing with spiritual people. It's like, you know, we're all talking about the same thing. Yeah. It's just open for interpretation on your perspective and how you see it, you know?
Yeah.
But what I do like about the church is that it is, I've met some great people in the church and, you know, it's very like people need community,
right?
And some people don't have a positive outlet to go to, and then church becomes their positive outlet, you know? Whether they, you know, really believe in the Bible or not, as they show up to church, like, you know, that's great.
It'll make them feel better.
You'll
never go to church and not feel good leaving.
Right. Especially if you go to a good church. But yeah. I do tell people that that like find a good church that you want to go to, because that's just as important as going to church, you know, because there are bad churches.
I've been to a million and I'm like, the word just didn't hit.
There's just like something's just off about it, you know, and it's like because the church is still ran by humans, and humans are flawed, so you have to find that those good ones. But let's get back to
I could talk about God all day. Let's go. Next question.
I want to talk to you about you know, you going to Cal Northridge and you know, you being a lawyer, but being a lawyer is not the only thing that you've done. Like, you've been super busy with in the Hollywood scene and moving around and being around famous people and this and that. So what is my question? What am I asking you? How was that LA Hollywood chapter of your life? What was that like? And what did you do? Like, where? Like,
I did a lot. I did radio.
Mm-hmm. You had your own radio station, right?
I had my own radio station.
Okay.
With DJ Charisma. Shout out DJ Charisma. Mm-hmm. I did video production. I did casting. Mm-hmm. I worked in the clubs.
Yeah.
I threw parties for celebrities. I was just the plug. If you like anything you needed, anyone you needed, I was that go-to girl. I still am that go-to girl.
Yeah.
But I'm not sucked into that Hollywood life like I was.
Yeah. It's easy to get sucked in, man.
Yeah, but I wasn't sucked in like everyone else. Yeah. Everyone goes to LA and loses themselves.
Yeah.
I actually flipped it and used it to my advantage versus... let me go to LA and look at this rapper. Let me sleep with this rapper. No, it was like, I'm about to be the homie and you're going to need me. That's what I became. I became the girl everyone needed.
So how did you become, how did you get into that position?
I was on campus at CSUN. There was these guys walking around handing out flyers, start chit-chatting. We exchanged numbers, like, oh, you're cool, whatever, we're doing this later, whatever, pull up. Became really cool with these guys, not knowing it was Nick Cannon's brother. We became really cool. And then at that point, like, I was 19, I had my sister's ID, and I was just, I met this guy, his name is Marcus Two Braids. I'm sure you know who Marcus is.
No, I don't.
You haven't met Marcus? He's big in Vegas, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So Marcus and I partied every freaking night. So I met a ton of girls.
Okay.
And so I would always be around all these girls. They were all models. They all were, we're going to a video shoot. We're going to go do this. And so I would go to shoots with them. And because I wasn't about to be in a music video, I would say I was their manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So that's kind of how everyone started knowing me.
Okay.
So Nick Cannon's brother and his cousins and everyone, they obviously worked for Nick, and he has his company Incredible, and they had a lot of artists. So what I started doing was casting their music videos. So all these girls I would hang around, I'd be like, hey, do you want to be in a music video? Blah, blah, blah. It's the Rangers, or this is what, like all these people, the New Boys. And so
you've been around for a while.
I've been around for a while. So that's when it started. And I just started casting girls, and then I would just literally go on shoots and say I was their managers. I ended up meeting Chris Brown and Tyga and all these people, and I became really, really close to Chris. So I was like Chris's little sister and all this stuff. So that's how a lot of people started knowing me too, because I was always with Chris. And then it was like always with Tyga and always with Justin Bieber and always with all these different people. And so, I mean, word gets around like, oh, this girl got all the girls. If you need a music video, whatever, she got the girls. And then I started throwing parties, and it was like, oh, yo, I'm about to throw a party tonight. Can you pull up? And this is how I got so cool with people. I did all this for free.
Ooh, so, like on purpose, like, or
I mean,
you just weren't thinking about it, or
I wasn't even thinking about it, because to me in the beginning it was like, I was a 19-year-old girl, and it was like, oh, what, like Chris Brown is calling me for this? Like, I'm not gonna kill my relationship by being you owe me $1,000. Like, no, I would do everything for free. So that's why people just rocked with me. They were like, yo, this chick is cool.
Good energy.
And then I wasn't around for anything, you know? So it's not like, oh, I was around because you were giving me bread for this anything. It was just like, oh, this chick is cool. She got some badass friends. Pull up. Let's go do this. Let's go on vacation. Let's go do this. And I didn't have to sleep with anyone. So it was great for me. It was a win-win. Then I started getting paid. So it was like, oh, I'm making money. I'm going on these trips. I don't got to do anything with anyone. So it was perfect. So
you kept a business.
Yes. And they knew it was always business.
Damn, that's so crazy. That's just like, that's the Hollywood scene. I lived out there for a year, and it's just like, it's too much. It's so easy to get sucked into.
Well, I think
everybody's egos, everybody's trying to be famous, everybody's famous, you know? It's like, it's almost normal, but it's not normal.
I mean, if you see celebrity in the streets, it's kind of like, oh, that was this person. Whatever. Their hair looked trash. But like, no, I feel like that's the problem with like a lot of girls though, because they get around these guys and they just get like so starstruck. And it's like, girl, if you played your cards right, like they straight up get naked. Like, and it's like, chill out. Like, so, I mean, that's why. And it's like, once they hit you, it's like,
just another notch under the belt.
Another one. So it's like, dang, you screwed it up. You're always going to be known as that chick now.
Reputation's big out there.
My reputation is
top tier.
Top tier.
Top tier. As important as everything. It's more valuable than money. For real.
Your reputation is everything.
So do you feel good now that you're like stepped away from that scene?
I do, because it was a lot of fakeness. It was just, you don't have real, genuine relationships. Like, all the girls use you, all the guys use
you.
But
you know that, right? You know that.
But you know that. But then it's like, dang, at the end of the night, it's like, I have no, like, real friends. Sad. Tear. And then you get over it. But,
It can be lonely, huh? And how do you stay clean? Like, you don't like, like, with drugs and all that. And
never done a drug in my life. I don't drink. Not to say I haven't drank. I used to drink. But, no, I've never done a drug in my life.
See, that's
don't
why.
Don't smoke. Don't drink. Nothing.
That discipline is what it takes.
This is my drug, actually. Coffee. For real.
Me too. My shit's gone already.
Shout out to my ASMR watchers right now. We love you.
Fucking, yo. If I moved, I had to move out of LA, but it got pretty crazy. But I'll tell you the stories off air, okay? But it's like I think if I would have stayed out there, I might not be here.
Yeah,
because it sucks you under.
It sucks you under.
And if you're not mentally strong, yo.
I actually, you know who I'm talking about, but I'm not gonna mention her name. really good friend of mine, really, really good friend. We lived together and everything. I lived in LA before her. Mm-hmm. She came from a really, really small town. She ended up moving to LA. I'm talking about this girl was a basketball player, super pretty. She was rapper, singer, like had her life together. Mm-hmm. Came to LA, became a dancer.
Oh no, that's the first step.
Got addicted to Xanax. Oh. I was on the phone with her at the airport on the way over here. Mm. And we were talking about it. And she was like, yo, what's crazy is I didn't realize it in the moment. I just felt like you were trying to, because I would get on her all the time. Like, oh, you're hanging out with this person. You're doing drugs. And maybe my communication and the way I relate things to her mm-hmm. wasn't the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, now that her eyes are open and she's not on drugs, yeah. she like realized it, but she was like, yo, you have been telling me for years and I never listened to you. And she, came out there, became a dancer. A girl one day, she had just broken up with her ex. And this girl was like, you know what's going to help you get over him? Xanax.
Oh, no.
She took one Xanax. Next night, it became two Xanax. Oh. 3-4 years later, when I tell you, I tell her a story, and I'm talking about vivid stories that you can't forget. How do you forget running over a girl's leg? Riding an ATV, you know, like things like that. How do you forget about stuff like that? Yeah. Because she was so fucked up for years.
Yeah. Them Xans is the worst.
Yeah.
Them Xans are the worst.
And LA did that to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's so easy. Because things are so nice. The weather's so nice. You're around famous people. It seems cool. It seems normal. Then you wake up 3 years later and you're fucked.
Well, LA's not for the weak. I feel like you need to be real strong-minded because you could thick skin.
Yeah, for real.
Because you will get sucked in.
You got to go out there with a purpose. And that's why people say, I know a lot of artists and stuff, and they say, I'm going to move to LA and do them. Like, dude, establish yourself first. Get you a little leverage and then go out there. But if you just go out there starving artist shit, you're going to get swallowed up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking... It's a shark tank out there, yo. Yeah. It's a shark tank because you got so much, especially in Hollywood, you got so much money floating around.
You're accessible to everything and everyone. Yeah. Like, I just feel like you need to live on purpose. Yeah. Like, because if you don't, like, it's like, I had a vision, like, going out there. It was like, no, I'm here for school. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't ever see myself being in the entertainment industry. That's mm-hmm. never what I wanted. Mm-hmm. It just happened, and I was good at it.
Yeah,
and
fell
like,
into it, yeah.
Just fell into it, but I didn't let it consume me.
Yeah.
I still went to law school. I still did everything. I could have dropped out. I could have did anything. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm hanging around these people. Fuck that. I'm about to become famous. Mm-hmm. No, I came here for school. I'm going to finish school. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why a lot of people like respected me too. Cause it was like, oh, come through, come bring girls here. No, I have school.
Yeah.
No, I have this.
You handle your business first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the key thing. You got to have something going on. Cause if not, you're out there just like a lost puppy.
Yeah. Cause I would say that all the time when like these certain artists and people would hit me up and I'm like, and I was pulling up sometimes, you know, when I had a test the next day or whatever. And then I would literally be like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. These people are rich at the end of the day. I'm not rich.
Right.
They don't care if I fail this test. It's not going to affect them at all. Like, it does not affect them.
Yeah. Yeah, you get lost in the sauce just trying to be around these people. Yeah. And then I've heard stories where, like, the rich people are telling the entourage who aren't rich to go buy them things, go do this for them, go do that for them.
Son, and then I've seen artists... literally their entourage is like grown hood men.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, pick that trash up, go throw this away. Whoa. And a grown man from Compton goes and picks up that freaking McDonald's bag and goes and throws it away.
Damn.
What?
Damn. That's what that fame will do.
Oh, yeah. No. No. Not for me. Do. I'm not about to be your little puppet. Yeah. Not happening.
Yeah.
But that's why I say you got to have the purpose. Because if not, mm-hmm. you're going to be okay with just being around.
Yeah.
And I don't care to be around.
No. You got to. I feel the same way. If I'm not playing a job, playing a role, like, I don't need to be here.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like going to the studio. Artists ask me to pull up to the studio all the time. I'm like, yo, for what? Like,
are you going
to
put me on the song?
Right. Like,
like, what's happening?
Yeah, can I get a skit, like, or something? Yeah. Like, damn. But no, I feel you. And that's super important. And yeah, that's why you still got your head on your shoulders, man.
Exactly.
Look at you. Look at you right now.
Look at me.
With the new hair.
New hair.
Hello.
Shout out to Jennifer Lynn in the building that slayed my face.
Young Jen out here.
If you're in Las Vegas, Nevada, let me tell you, she's the truth. Look at me. Zoom in.
Yeah. We'll tag you. We'll tag you for sure. We'll tag you. No, zoom in for sure.
Zoom in. I'm sweating. Don't zoom in.
We was like an hour late today to this podcast because we had to do like five photo shoots back to back.
Photo shoot. I have a photo shoot after this. Don't play with me.
All right. So traveling. So you said you were traveling, doing all that. What's your favorite place to go to?
Ooh, I've been to 30 plus countries.
Yeah.
Top three, I'll give you three because I can't choose one. Thailand, hands down.
Thailand.
Hands down. London.
London.
It's my go-to. Been there a million times.
London seems so romantic.
I'm about to move to London.
Are you moving to London? I thought you were moving here.
I want to. I don't know where I'm moving.
You should move to London.
I wanted to, but it's completely shut down.
Like, oh, is it still?
Yeah, still.
The fuck?
Europe is bad. I mean, everything. And Americans can't go there right now anyways.
Oh, really?
And let's see. Where did I like?
Thailand, ooh, London.
Venice.
Venice, Italy, huh?
Yes.
That sounds romantic.
It was.
Okay, I got you. Damn, Venice, Italy, huh? You know, that's my home part. That's my hometown. Well, not hometown, but my family's from Italy. So.
Oh, my God. You should go. When I went in October of 2019, and shortly after, it, like, kind of low-key got flooded or something.
Yeah, because it's, like, waterways, right? Not roads.
You can't drive. No, there's no roads.
Really?
You have to take... We took a train. You have to take a boat to your hotel. If you want to go anywhere, you have to take a boat. That's or the dope. What is it? The gondola?
The gondola, yeah.
Oh, my God. The best thing I've ever done in my life is that ride that crazy. Thing. Yeah, no.
Is it like a time warp? Like, you feel like you're in, like, 1800s?
Yeah. When I'm telling you, it's unreal.
Mm-hmm. How are those buildings still standing up?
I don't know.
In the fucking...
The buildings are in the water. Yeah. There's no roads. There's no cars. How cars did they don't build exist. That?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's all by boat.
That's insane. So what has traveling done for you, like, mentally? Is it like...
Ooh, traveling... I've been in school my whole entire life. I haven't learned as much as I have in school that I have traveling. You just get to experience everything. There's so much things, so many things that they don't tell you in school or that you don't know about until you go physically visit these places and you learn and you just find yourself.
Right.
I like found myself in like every single different country I've been to, I feel like has changed me in some way. And I left a little piece of me in every single place I visited.
Yeah.
It's just, it just changes you. You will sit there in a different country and you're on the beach and you're just like looking in the sky and at the water.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, God made this.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, the world is such a beautiful place.
The world is stunning.
Yeah, I feel like it's every human's right to be able to see the world one time, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
and it sucks that when I meet people and they've never traveled anywhere and I'm like, you haven't lived.
Yeah.
I really, 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 really feel like if you have not traveled, and I'm not talking about to freaking New York.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about if you have not traveled outside to see the different cultures, to see different religions, people who speak different languages, people look different, everything. Like, you have not lived your life. Like,
it's so important. It's so important to your human experience.
Yeah.
One little life. And if that's one thing on my to-do list, if I die and not see the world, I'm going to be sick.
Have you traveled anywhere outside the country?
I've been to Montreal. I've been to Mexico.
Yeah.
But, you know, like my whole 20s have been just very up and down, up and down. So, you know, so now I'm at a point in my life where it's like, yep, I got some trips you know, ready to go. You know,
listen, if I had only $1,000 to my name, mm-hmm. like, and this has happened like in LA, like, let's just say $1,000 to my name, I would be like, fuck that. I'm literally going to Amsterdam and I will spend my freaking last dollar traveling. Mm. There's a will, there's a way. I'm going to go. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. I could die tomorrow. Yeah.
But that's the thing, is you got to have that attitude, because things tend to have a weird way of working themselves out. You know, when you keep that good energy and you're not living in fear or
I feel like a lot of people live in fear, and they're always like, no, I can't. I'll go next year. Right. You might not have a tomorrow, let alone a next year. Right, like saving all this money. And it's like, bro, you might die tomorrow and you've never seen anything. You've never traveled. That's why it's like, I love what I do.
Yeah.
Love what I do, but the freedom, I like freedom. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, oh, your PTO for freaking 2 weeks out of the year, 2 weeks out of the year to travel.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's go to Europe, I have to spend just minimum 2 weeks.
Right.
'Cause once you go to Europe, you could take a train anywhere you want. If you go to London, let that be your base.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I recommend, and this is what I did. I went on a 2 week trip to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I took a carry on.
Mm.
And you literally go and you take trains anywhere.
Yeah.
Go to London, to Paris, to Venice, to Amalfi, to Amsterdam, to Manchester, to Spain, anywhere you want. And I'm talking about, it's like a $20, $30 train ride.
Oh, damn. You could just, you got to spend at least 2 weeks there. You got to spend time there.
You have to.
Yeah. Because 1 week anywhere, it's like, you're already thinking, as soon as you get there, you're thinking about, oh my God, I only have a couple days.
Yeah, three days. That's a, like,
yeah, you gotta,
and your travel time, you have to think about that as well. Yeah. That's a day in itself.
Yeah, to really absorb the culture, that's when you really grow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's dope. You're inspiring me to travel. I need to book a trip today. Me and my boy are supposed to be going to Jamaica this year.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do like a little vlog series out there, but we'll see.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys crazy travel tip right now.
All right.
Okay, and this is my little secret, so no one tell anyone, because I don't want them all to get sold out. Groupon.
Okay, for tickets? For everything?
Listen to me.
Okay. Yo, that's still a thing.
People think I'm freaking crazy when they say I book a trip off of Groupon. Listen, I went to Dubai for 1 week. No old man flew me out. Okay? I went to Dubai.
I had to make that disclaimer.
I went for 1 week.
Uh-huh.
My flight, my hotel, and I stayed at a really nice hotel. Okay? All inclusive, food, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Mm-hmm.
With tours. Oh, mind you could pick tours. They took us to the desert. They took us on those little whatever things.
Camels and shit.
I rode the camel.
Okay.
I went to Abu Dhabi. I went to the mosque.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Ferrari World. I went on the fastest roller coaster in the world. Okay. Guess how much?
A thousand. God damn. That's easily a $10,000 trip. Easy.
Easy. All you had to pay was like whatever taxes, fees, you want.
Damn, Groupon?
Yeah, I went to Thailand.
God
10 days.
Damn.
Three or four different islands in Thailand.
$1,400. God damn. That's cheap as fuck. Flight and everything.
Bali.
Oh, yeah.
Bali. I think I went for 10 days too.
Yeah.
Best experience ever. $1,200.
God damn. I'm out of here this year. I'm out of here.
Literally.
I'm out of here.
And I'm talking about nice, nice hotels.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put you in no Motel 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like nice hotels, all inclusive, flight included.
Damn, that's so funny. Because I don't even think about Groupon.
A flight alone is $1,200.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Yeah, Groupon. Yeah.
You need a sponsor.
Thank me later.
Yeah,
I know, Groupon, hello.
For real, damn, that's crazy. So where are you going to go next?
Oh, I want to go to Maldives really bad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 30 this year, so I'm planning a trip. I don't care if it's me and Chapo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been to so many places. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Australia. All my family lives in Australia.
Have you been to Japan?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna go to Japan. Things about Tokyo. Yeah. Great.
I want to go there.
They said
the fashion, the food, everything.
Everybody that I've met that's gone there said they're just a different person.
Yeah. I want to go there.
Yeah, Tokyo.
It's probably not in my top five, but top five for sure: Maldives, Australia, Turkey, Lebanon.
Mm. Is that where your family's from? No, you're Jordan.
Jordan. I've been to Jordan twice. Yeah.
You still have family
in
there?
In Egypt. Yes.
Mm. You still talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there's close family there? It's not like distant relatives?
No. Very close. Like my dad's sister, my mom's sister.
Wow.
I actually, last time I visited there, and I got baptized last time I went there.
Oh, really?
In the Jordan River.
Oh, wow.
I got baptized in Jordan twice.
That's deep.
Yeah. Crazy, but in the Jordan River, that's insane.
Yeah.
But I would move there.
You would?
Yeah.
Mm.
I got proposed to about 25 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're looking for a hubby.
Yeah.
You know where to go.
But there, the only thing is, it's like a 97-98% Muslim country.
Mm.
I'm like the very small 2-3% Jordanian that is Christian.
Does that like put you in danger?
Not danger, no.
Okay, well, I don't know about the East Coast.
Muslims
I mean, the Middle
are
East,
not.
The Middle East is like, no, I'm just saying like, you know, the
Jordan
religion.
Is one of the safest Middle Eastern countries.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't ever hear about anything going on.
No,
Jordan,
nothing. But. The only thing is, so Muslim men can marry Christian women. Just Christian women can't marry Muslim men. Well, they can, depends on their family, but I can't.
Mm. That religion shit is crazy.
I know, it's really crazy.
And it's so crazy because, like, out here it's kind of, you know, America's kind of like, oh, do whatever you want to
do. Yeah, do whatever.
Yeah. But out there it's like, no.
Oh, no. It's, like, strict.
Yeah. Damn. So, but you would move there?
I would definitely
even
move
so,
there.
You would move there?
Yeah.
And would you get you a husband out there too?
I don't know. Maybe get a little arranged marriage like my parents.
Your parents are arranged?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. So how did they end up in America?
So this is crazy. My dad was 30, 31, 32, something like that. Trying to find a wife after his little hoeing phases were over.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But he went to 13 women's houses. I'm talking about like, hello,
that's how
let
it
me
works.
See your daughter.
Yeah.
And my dad didn't like any of them. None of them. He got to the 13th house and it was my mom.
Oh, lucky number 13, huh?
And my mom was like, 18, 19, and my mom was like, no way, Jose. And her dad was like, get your ass over here. So he basically forced her to get married.
Damn.
And then he brought her to America.
Yeah. So like, do you talk to her about that?
Yeah. I mean, she tells me you grow to love the person.
Yeah. Is your dad cool? Your dad?
Oh my God, my dad is my freaking best friend.
Yeah. So she didn't marry an asshole.
Love my dad.
She didn't get stuck with an asshole.
No. My dad is the sweetest man ever. Mm-hmm. But the thing with Middle Eastern men, they're not like super affectionate.
Right.
That's the only
kind of macho and
side.
Old school. Yeah, very
old school. Like my brothers now, I have two brothers, very affectionate with their wife, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But no, my dad is not.
So the whole arranged thing is done? It's dead like that?
In our family?
Did they try to do that?
No. Oh, they would never do that. I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
I'm honestly not opposed. If you had like five good candidates, then...
Because it's like, you know, the whole romantic thing about like what the movies show us, you know, getting married and do all that. It's like, it's not, it doesn't apply in
real
life.
Yes, it does.
What do you mean?
No. I'm having a fairy tale.
You know, oh, God. All right. Good luck with that.
My fairy tale is coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope the best for you.
Thank you.
The best for you. Yeah.
I have faith in God.
Yeah. It's coming.
That he's going to hook me up.
You're a great girl.
Thank you.
You're a great girl.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're not an Instagram teeny bopper.
No.
You know, I don't know what that word means, teeny bopper. I don't know why I said that. Yeah.
I've heard it.
Yeah, you don't have an OnlyFans account.
No way.
Yeah.
Nothing against my friends who do, just not my cup of tea.
You have a job.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, you're prime pickings.
Yeah,
on the market.
I am. But where are they at? Where's the prime men?
Well, you're
is
in
the
America.
Question.
Like, you know, I don't know, man.
I'm going to London. I'm telling you, that's where all the men are.
Yeah.
The men.
Yeah. Well, you know, I say the same thing about women. I'm like, yo, these American women suck. No offense. But, you know, for the most part. But I live in Las Vegas, so I'm definitely jaded, right? I'm definitely jaded, for sure.
So let me ask you.
Okay.
How do you... when you meet a girl, do you automatically think she's an escort?
No, I've lived out here so long, I can kind of spot them.
How do you spot them? I can spot them. I just want to know how men spot them.
It's in their conversation. What are they talking about? The way they're looking at me. You know, if they're, because sometimes you can just see.
Do you go off of looks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, like, if, you know, the fake lips, the fake titties, the fake ass, like, you know, if that's there, then I'm, you know, kind of, I get a little skeptical. It's like, okay, she probably strip or something, right? But some girls, they strip and that's all they do. And I'm cool with that, but.
So, look.
It's in the conversation. Once you have a conversation with them, it's like they'll tell on themselves very quickly. Yeah.
I'm in Vegas right now with a short dress and a wig.
Mm-hmm.
Do I look like an escort?
No. I mean,
if you didn't know me, if I was walking down the street, do you think I was a prosty?
No, I would think you're from out of town and you're going to club.
In the middle of the day, it's 12 o'clock.
In particular. Well, if I see you in the middle of the day, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I know you, so it's hard to say that. But, I mean, I guess the possibility's there, right? If you're in Vegas, the possibility's always there.
Yeah, the possibility is always there.
Yeah, so.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, but that's Vegas, right? So you just have to.
Not move. For me. I don't care if people think I am. It's like, joke's on you.
Yeah.
But.
You have to move accordingly, you know, at the end of the day. And. At the end of the day, you know, you're in Vegas, so if you want to find a good girl, if you want to find a good relationship, shit, you're in the wrong place. You know what I'm saying? It's like going.
But there are good women here, though, too.
Do you automatically
cancel them out?
No. You know, I only really meet girls and take girls seriously when I meet them through a mutual friend. That's the only time. If I just meet you out or like whatever the case is, or if I meet you through somebody I don't really know, then I'm not really.
Are you an online dater? Do you have any dating apps?
No, I have in the past.
Which ones?
Right now. I mean, just Tinder. Just Tinder, yeah. I've been on Tinder a couple of times.
Who's on Hinge? Raise your hand.
No, never been. I've only played with the Tinder, and it gets so weird so fast, and it's really just a distraction.
Well, I feel like there's different dating apps for different things. I feel like Tinder is like hookup.
Yeah.
I feel like Hinge has like a little more better prospects.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I want
Bumble.
Was I on Bumble? I think I was on Bumble.
I had
for
a really
so long.
Funny experience on Bumble.
Really?
You're on
dating apps?
Sometimes.
What?
When I get bored. No, but it's so funny because I downloaded Hinge when I went to Texas and then guys will be like, oh, what's your Instagram? And then I send them my Instagram and they're like, this is not you. Send me a message. Because they're like, how do you look like this? Or you have 100,000+ followers. Why are you on Hinge?
Yeah.
Like, so people never think it's really me, number one. Number two, okay, so no, Bumble. I was at the Calabasas Library. I was studying for my exams. I was in law school. And there was this super cute guy that walked by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was like, okay, Middle Eastern guy, tall, fair skin, super cute. Okay, go back home. And I'm just on Bumble. I'm at my homeboy Matt's house. Not that Matt.
inside statement. Go ahead. Yeah.
And I was like, this guy's cute. Let me like him. Mm-hmm. And then he liked me back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then he DM'd me and he was like, do you study at the Calabasas Library? And I was like, that's that guy. And then he was in medical school.
Ooh, there you go.
But I haven't talked to him.
A doctor and a lawyer.
I know.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents would have been proud of you.
I know. Yeah.
So what happened?
I don't know what happened. He was studying. I was studying. It was just not a good time.
Doctors' lives are just consumed.
Yeah, I think he was doing like the residency or whatever they have to do.
He has no time.
But I mean, I had no time either. I was studying. Right. So.
Well, maybe you should, you know, open your account back up, see if those messages are still there.
No, he's probably still swiping. I don't even live in LA anymore.
It's even better. You know? No. Yeah, Tinder and all that. It's funny you say Tinder's like for hookups because, like, yo, these girls on Tinder are just like, I'm here for a relationship. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're like, no, they're not about it.
Oh.
But it's weird. It's just weird. And then it's just, I'm just swiping all day. And then, you know, the thing about Tinder and dating apps is that I had to stop, really cut them off because it's like, you know, I have no problem with transgender people. I have no problem with transgender people at all, right? If you be whoever you want to be, doesn't matter to me, right?
Right.
But like, if you know, you have to disclaim that to a man, right?
Yeah.
So there's like, I'm just like, yo, that is that a girl?
Yeah.
Is that a dude? What is it? What's going on here? You know,
dang.
And you can't. It's sometimes, and it's, the surgeries are so good these days where you can't really tell.
Did you ever have an experience?
No, not in person. I know
a big celebrity security guard that literally they were in the dark, he went to go put it in.
It happens. I know when I was living in LA, we were hanging out with this dude. He was famous on Vine, right?
Yeah,
like dancer on Vine, right? And we were partying, and we go back to the penthouse, right? We got all these girls or whatever, and he ends up hooking up with one of the girls, right? But turns out she was a transgender.
I think I know who you're talking about.
But they kept.
She's big in LA. She's
bad. But they kept hooking up. And it turns out this dude was like, he was into it.
Your boy is gay.
No, for sure. But it's just funny because he didn't think that we knew, right? He didn't know that we knew. And he kept trying. He was lying about it. But yeah, it's just too weird. It's too weird. I want to meet somebody who I know is good, who I know is cool, you know, who I know is
not. Do you ever meet girls that are like, no, I'm not like that? And then they're like that at the end of the night.
Those are the ones that are usually the most like that.
Yeah.
If you have to tell me you're not like that, you're probably like that. Yeah. But no, I want to meet my girl, and I want to meet my future wife in Whole Foods. You know,
me too.
That's like my idea of how I'm meet my girl. But like, to play it safe, because the world is crazy. You know, I always tell my friends, because now I'm single, I'm like, yo, I tell all my friends, if you know any girls, this is my type. You know,
are you ready to date again?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I want like this dating is too. You know, I go on dates here and there, you know, but nothing really consistent. But, you know, I want, like talking to different girls. It's just like, yo, I'm done with
that. Is it tiring?
It's tiring, you know, it's like.
Do you forget their names?
No, I don't do like multiple girls at a time anymore because I will get them mixed up. And I'm a terrible liar, right? So, and I get caught, and I'll get caught doing dumb shit all the time. So I want to date one girl at a time, you know, go on a couple of dates. We'll, you know, see if we can move forward, but you know, I need it. The best way to do it is through a mutual friend. Period.
Or organically.
Yeah, or organically.
At the
gym,
at church, at the grocery store.
The gym is tough. Like, the gym is the toughest place to talk. There was this girl that was working out at my gym, and she was like if life was a game and I could create my perfect woman, it would be her, right? And I just, you know, it was just like, you know, it's tough because she's in the zone. She's fucking, you know, what am I going to go over there and say? Like, hey, can
this
I help
how
you
I
with
dream,
your,
This is yeah. how I imagine I'm going to meet my husband. I'm going to work one day. I look all professional and cute.
Yeah.
I'm going to the coffee shop. And then there's a real handsome, tall man in a tux.
In the coffee shop.
And he's getting a coffee. And he turns around. I'm behind him. And he's like, wow, you're beautiful. Can we go on a coffee date? And I'm like, oh, my God, I love you. And then he ends up being like a doctor or a lawyer or owns businesses in our bank or hotels or whatever he does.
He has to be successful, though.
He has to be very successful, and he has to be smart and educated, because I did that before. I'm never doing an uneducated person ever again. Don't recommend.
Like formally educated?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is he in a tux? What is this tux thing in the coffee
he's
shop?
He's a professional. He's getting his morning coffee before work.
All right. Damn.
And then we just...
Hey, you have to manifest that. It's crazy how that might happen.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah. It's crazy how that might happen.
So,
Yeah, every time I go grocery shopping...
You're out
shopping,
there, man, at the coffee shop. I'm coming for you.
Every time I go to Trader Joe's, my eyes are peeled. I'm scanning the room every
Houston
time.
Has the most...
What?
Let me say it again. Men.
Oh, really?
They're not cute.
What about the girls out there?
Is it, you wouldn't like them. They're rude.
Really?
They're rude to me, at least.
Really? See, I like Spanish women, so I feel like
there's like no Spanish women
in Houston, in Texas.
Well, yeah, there is, but
No, not my type.
Not your type.
I went to Miami. I fell in love.
Miami's
like 8 times. I fell in love like.
Ooh, I'm gonna go get
times.
A Cuban from Miami, but I don't want them to be like a drug dealer.
That's Miami and Vegas are like very similar. The strippers, the culture, the escorts. It's very. It's like Miami's like mini Vegas, or Vegas is mini Miami, but. Nah, Miami's cool, but yeah, I don't know, man. Like, dating is weird, especially in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know? So, I wish you the best of luck on your on your journey. Yeah.
Thank you.
I
you as well.
I think you should go to more coffee shops.
Yes, I
every
will.
Every morning, maybe 3 to expand the chances of, you know.
I don't even go.
Come true.
I don't even go to the coffee shops. Oh. I'm just imagining myself at the coffee shop. I work from home.
Come on, man. You got to go to coffee shop every morning. I love going to coffee shop.
Yeah, I work from home.
Okay, but before you work, you got to go to a coffee shop.
Listen,
for yourself, for your.
I wake up at 7:55 and walk to my office at 8 a.m. If I go to a coffee shop in the morning, I'm gonna look like.
But
a
this
slob
is,
kebab.
This is your love life. This is your marriage is on the line.
Listen,
you
God
invest
will bring
in.
The man when.
Oh yeah.
When I least expect it.
Or at least maybe you should order it from Uber Eats, and maybe it's the Uber Eats driver. Maybe.
Evan, I think you know me better than that.
Hey, he could just be using get some side money, man. Don't knock your Uber Eats driver. Come on now.
No, thank you.
Come on now. They keep the
I'm
city
at
moving.
This point in my life where I'm about to be 30 years old.
Yeah.
And we're way past the stage of building. Okay.
You just want to get to the point now.
I just get to the point. You have your shit together. I have my shit together.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm going to support you until you figure it out.
Right.
Okay. I'm not 18 anymore. Okay. Not happening.
Do you find yourself being attracted to older men?
What is older?
Like 40.
Ew. No.
Too old?
No, not happening. I think 35 is my cutoff.
Hey, 50-year-old man might change
30
your
to
life.
35. That's I can't date anyone younger than me, and I don't want someone that old.
Damn. You have very strict requirements.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, though. You need to have standards.
Yeah,
have standards.
I dumbed my standards all the way down.
Before, yeah.
Before, and not happening.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, you get fed up. You waste it. You can't, we don't have no more time to waste.
I have no
man.
More time to waste.
Yeah, we waste it.
The next person I date, I'm marrying.
So you want kids and all that, right?
I wanted kids 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I do have a kid.
You got a doggy.
It's Chapo. My son, Chapo.
Chapo, yeah.
Do you guys want to see Chapo?
Yeah, show him Chapo.
Okay.
They're gonna see him whether they want to or not. So,
you guys are gonna see Chapo. Wait, look
we literally,
at my bubble. What camera?
At dinner
look
last
at
night.
My baby.
At dinner last night with Veronica, we.
Chapo.
Yo, we literally
I love you.
We literally spent like an hour talking about our dogs
because I showed him every picture, every video.
But we're all dog parents, so now so
we are.
Yeah, so.
Chapo's birthday is May 14th. It's next week. I'm throwing him the
two
biggest,
years, right? 2 years.
Yes, I'm throwing him the biggest birthday party.
So funny! You're so funny.
So excited!
Party. It's the party.
It's the party.
You got a Zoom call doing for that too, right? You got a Zoom call set
I'm gonna
up,
do live. I'm gonna do the live for all my friends that couldn't make it. So
funny, man. Yeah, but like I said last night, I don't know what we were doing before we had dogs.
I know.
So
I can't imagine my life without him.
Yeah. Let's talk about Sugar Fiend for a second.
Let's do it.
So how did this come about?
I was living in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I had taken the bar. I moved to Vegas with my ex-boyfriend. He was my boyfriend at the time. And I was jobless. Mm. All my gigs, everything was in LA. I was just chilling in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to do something. I just like, I'm not the person to sit up under a man. Like, right, right. I need to do something. I need to be busy. What am I going to do? My homegirl, Tamara, came to Vegas to visit me, and she became really successful. I'm sure you know who she is. Hi, my name is T.
Maybe you've
for sure seen her on Instagram, but okay. She blew up in a year with her business, with her Instagram, her YouTube, everything. So she is very good at coming up with ideas. Mm. So we're sitting there at my kitchen table and I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, I need to do something. And she's just throwing all this stuff out. Do this, do this, do this. And I'm like, She goes, well, you love baking. Why don't you do like baking? And I'm like, but like what with baking? She was like, why don't you do like CBD desserts? You could do brownies, you could do cookies, mm-hmm. you could do this. And and a light bulb went off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes. Mm. And then literally in a week, I had the website, I had packaging, I had everything. Mm.
That fast?
That fast. Damn. I move fast.
You don't play no games, yeah.
And it's been almost 2 years and it's wow. been amazing.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, is this your first like company like this or?
I've had several other companies, but like clothing lines, mm-hmm. but this is my first like this. Like I've never saw myself in
food. Yeah. How's it going?
Well, I have actually, because I always wanted to open up a bakery mm-hmm. and my family is in food. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it wasn't like new to me, but I never imagined myself like starting a business and shipping and stuff from home. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's doing really good. It was really, really busy at a point. Mm-hmm. COVID was really busy.
I bet.
I kind of slowed down. I'm not as consistent with posting and stuff only because I am working full time. It is hard to do both, right. But it is still really good. Right.
Do you have employees?
No, I do everything by myself.
Are you going to get employees?
I do want to get a bigger space. So I'm looking at spaces in Houston. Mm-hmm. And then I also want to, because I do everything from home right now, mm-hmm. I do want to go and actually rent a space where you can like bake and do everything in a actual place.
Right.
So I do want to expand. I do eventually want to open up a bakery, hopefully. Mm-hmm. My stuff is in a few CBD stores mm-hmm. in Houston. So that's cool. They get it from me wholesale. So every week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a new journey, huh?
Yeah.
You know? So do you have plans on it? Do you want to sell it? Or do you sell the company? Or do you want to keep growing it? Or
I want to grow it if I do ever sell it. Yeah. I'm not opposed to selling it. Mm-hmm. It's just...
So it's all CBD infused stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I could do it without. There's a lot of people that request, a lot of pregnant women who have cravings and they can't have it. But yeah, mainly CBD. And that's how I grew it. Cause it's like, CBD desserts. Mm-hmm. You don't really see that. Mm-hmm. So, and CBD has so many amazing health benefits.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. That's dope. And you bake it all yourself.
I bake everything. Damn, girl. Everything myself.
Damn, girl. And she cooks. And she cooks.
I cook and I clean and I have no ring. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Going back to what I said, okay, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me show you how I got this ring. No, I'm telling you, girls, don't do anything and get wifed.
Yeah.
You do everything and you don't get wifed. So ladies, weird. Don't do anything.
So
that.
Weird. It's like reverse psychology.
Oh, also in that book, Why Men Love Bitches, also Steve Harvey's book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, mm-hmm. it tells you never to cook for a man.
How dare he?
So just telling you that came from two different men.
Okay, I just had a little revelation in my mind because we want what we can't have, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a constant challenge trying to get you to be the way we think we want you to be, but you're never that way. So it's a constant challenge. Maybe that's the psychology behind it.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we want you to be this way, but we know you're a bitch. So, but we love you anyway. And now we're just trying to like.
But why don't you just get a girl who is the way that you want her to be?
Because it's not a challenge, maybe. I'm thinking out loud here, people. Don't cancel me. All right, but maybe it's like not a challenge. Maybe it's too easy. It's too comfortable to have a girl that's just gonna sit at home, shut up, and cook and clean. Right?
Well, that's what I just told you.
Yeah.
That's why they say never to cook for a man, never to do anything, because he's gonna get comfortable.
Right.
And then when you do it, he doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah, it's your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ladies, until he puts a ring on it, you better heat up some dang noodles.
Don't
for that man.
We do appreciate a nice home cooked meal. I will say that.
You know what we appreciate?
Huh.
5-star dining. That's what we appreciate.
Touche.
Just saying.
It's an equal balance. It's a healthy balance, right? It's communication. You gotta communicate with your partner about what you want, about what you really want, not what you think they want, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. That's cool. I wish you the best in your dating life.
You're sick of talking about dating.
I know. We always get back to this. I'm sorry. You brought it up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. All right, man. I think we're at. It's already 1:15. Damn, we've been at this for over an hour.
So, was that your best guess yet, or
by
what?
By far.
Best 10 out of 10.
Best looking.
Ooh, I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Bossiest, you know? No, for sure. I appreciate you coming out here,
no,
taking the flight.
I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, you know.
This guy flew me out last minute.
She got flown out. See?
I got flown out.
Yo, everything that you've been saying, you're practicing what you preach, because you ain't paid for your flight. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
I'm telling you. Yo, not happening.
You did it to me. God damn it.
No, I don't do it to my friend.
No, you're my friend. No, I know. But still, it's in practice.
But I'm telling you, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
You have to train these men.
Okay.
Ladies, yeah. Train them. Back to the ASMR. Wait, can you do it?
Yeah, do that while they're sleeping. Put them under a trance.
Thank you guys so much for having me on this amazing show.
Thanks, Raymond.
I love you guys. Oh, I love you. Evan, you're the amazing, most amazing man.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Raymond. You're going to find a beautiful woman one day.
If you have any friends.
I don't have any friends that are good for you.
Okay. They're all
horse. I'm just kidding. Oh, I have an amazing friend in the room, amazing makeup artist.
Hello.
Again.
Shout out Jen for slaying me.
Yeah.
Well, Reem, my door is always open.
I appreciate you. Looking forward to my future. Bank account is always open.
For me? Holla. Hey, I'm going to hold you to that, man. You owe me dinner anyways.
I got you. I'm taking you and Jen out right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Let's get it. Till next time, right?
On me. Till next time. Thank you, guys.
Peace.
It's the E-Square Podcast. Peace.